Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's the same sound I make when I rub sunscreen all over my naked body. You never can be too safe.
That's okay. A visual.
I put it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Crevices.
Because you never know where the sun will penetrate.
Oh, yeah. But
I put it everywhere.
The sun shines on every dog's UV butt is at strong. Some point. Yeah.
You should also be slathering on the sunscreen because I'm looking at the forecast today. Looks like we're going to get 100 degrees today.
Yeah,
in
it's
going to
be hot.
City. So 100 degrees. Good Lord. Today's probably one of those days where you wear a shirt that hides if you're pitting out, you know?
Yeah.
Go with
yeah.
dark colors, yeah. I think. Ugh. This isn't a light blue day.
We are all going to be just sweating
gray shirt
out
day.
There.
Yeah, it's not a this is black shirt day.
Yeah.
So if you sweat, nobody knows. Jam-packed show today. A couple of our biggies. Fast Five will be at 7:30 with Get This. A pair of tickets to the sold-out Benson Boone show at Ball Arena up for grabs all week long. And then
I love him.
I know everybody loves him. And then Katie Crush, 9 o'clock today, a pair of tickets to the Sunset Swim at Water World. So we are hooking you guys up today with JKJ. The only thing you need to do now is just listen the entire morning forever and ever and ever. While you put the sunscreen
yeah.
on. Monday mornings mean that we are just sitting here in the studios, getting caught up on everything that we did over the weekend. I got a quick observation. What was that?
I just don't know what you're going to say.
Are you
say,
all right?
I'm nervous.
It's going to be like, about him. It could totally be about
okay,
him.
Yeah, we don't know where you're going to
yeah,
go with
Katie.
This.
What was that?
It's not all about you.
I'm so sorry.
Right over there?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying
Can
to get
you
ready.
Can you recreate that?
No. One and done, homie. That's it.
It's actually about Josh.
Oh. Okay.
I saw some pictures of you at Elitch's over the weekend.
Oh, yes. I love that.
What's with the purse?
Oh, I was carrying that for my girlfriend. I was carrying
that's
that
because
I'm a good boyfriend.
Is that what
right
it
there.
Is?
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. I was carrying that.
You were
the,
carrying
the little,
like a purse
satchel.
Thing.
Well, it's a
yeah.
fanny pack.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I just put it over my shoulder because I also had a backpack of hers and then her friend's backpack because they did
Why
two
did,
rides.
What
that
are
I
you, a pack mule?
Well, they did two rides that I didn't want to do. I don't like to spin and they love to spin. So on the really fast spinny ones, I was like, hey, I'm going to be your little donkey
yeah.
and I'm going to hold everything for you guys.
Listen, I'm sitting this one out.
Yeah, no, for, like genuinely. And I like it was so much fun. We rode all the rides. I like the green one that you like go loop-de-loop. And then you go backwards and loop-de-loop over that one again.
Oh, yeah.
And then the water rides. And those were a blast. But there's two that are, it's too much spinning. The
oh,
the
okay.
teacups and then the swings. And I was like, I can't. I'll puke all over you. So
okay.
But, yeah.
I saw that. I was looking at the pictures. On. I was like, this guy's wearing a purse right now. What is,
yeah.
What well, is that little over-the-shoulder
well,
thing?
Fanny okay. packs can be worn over the shoulder.
So yeah. here's the thing. We were out and about this weekend, and I saw two other dudes rocking the fanny pack in that cross,
yeah,
cross bag style.
Yeah.
It's been like that for years,
Jerry. I like
what?
It. I like
years
that.
It's oddly, been like that.
Oddly enough, I had a fanny pack on this weekend, and I wore it like a fanny pack.
Yeah. Did you really? Oh.
I
and
did.
And that's how you know you're old.
Yeah.
Like,
but I love
just
it. no, I'm retro.
Retro,
I like the retro,
okay, there
version.
We go.
I like the
but
retro,
no,
retro.
The new way to wear it is the diagonal across
it
your
looks
body like
uncomfortable.
That. I think it looks great because
really?
It's also all of your stuff is right there, so it's secure. You know where it's at.
It's cute for the ladies.
Well, no, I think
well,
it looks
hold
good
on.
On
okay,
guys.
Okay, can I say? Mm. So
I
that
think
was
it looks good on guys.
Rockin' hers. Mm. This is funny that you're saying this. Cute for the ladies. Rockin' hers. It is awesome that I put my things in her fanny pack.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
It was awesome not having anything in my pocket.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then I was like, so after that whole day of fun, I was like, I'm going to get me a fanny pack. Guess who ordered a fanny pack?
Yay!
And now that you're
wear
saying
like
all
a
these
man,
things,
though.
I know.
Put it around your fanny.
No, that's
okay.
not. That's not
actually,
how you
it's
wear
in
it.
The name.
It
it's
is.
Fanny. It rides above your fanny.
Well, then let me ask you this, because I'm actually confused. Am I not supposed to wear it in front? Like,
no.
should it always be behind you? I've never worn, I've literally never
no.
worn one before.
I like to wear it on my fanny, like in
okay.
the back.
Okay.
Like, if I go for runs and stuff, I'll
oh,
throw
yeah.
my, like, keys
yeah.
in there or my phone. And it's, that's where I, that's, it's a running hip
same.
Pack, essentially.
Same.
Okay.
That's what I
yeah.
have it in
yeah,
the
yeah.
back. Yeah.
But a man should never wear one cross.
No, it looks great. I like
no.
that look a lot.
I saw,
I really do.
The men
yeah.
I saw this weekend wearing those two were large men.
Yeah.
And it looks, it
like
looked
large
tight.
Good or large?
It looked
not
Let's
good.
Just say it looked tight. It looked real tight. They were big, and it was like it. the proportion of the fanny pack to the size of their body looked funny. It was like a large man with this little tiny. And it was tight.
Yeah.
And I think just men in general, because you got like a broader chest, I think it just somehow it looks. And, you know, broader shoulders, I guess I should say. And it just looks uncomfortable.
I love the look
of
it.
You like that?
I do. And I
might come in with one on tomorrow.
You should. And I don't know how y'all walk around with all that stuff in your pockets.
It was a game changer.
It drives me nuts to have anything in a pocket. Even my phone in the back pocket. I'm like,
oh, really?
That drives me nuts. So, yeah, the fact that you guys just walk around like that.
Yeah, and Jer, like the style right now, when you say it's not much, it isn't. Like, we're not carrying around things that girls do. But that being said, like, what's in right now for men, again, are like the shorter shorts. So, like, the shorts I had on were like the 5-inch seam shorts. Like they're smaller shorts. So when I got my phone, my keys, my wallet, my park pass, everything. Yes, guys out, thighs out, right? It's a lot in those little shorts. And so when I had everything in the fanny pack, I was like, this is a game changer.
This
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
But I'll wear it around the hips.
I have one. Again, I have one. I just wear it around, you know, I'm old school. I'll wear it around my waist.
Well, you wear it the normal way that it was made?
Yeah, you know, the way God intended.
It's not a
Bible.
Strap.
There's pictures of it in
the
Bible.
Let there be fanny pack.
On how to wear the fanny pack. And I wear it, too. Like, I don't keep just my keys and wallet and stuff in there. Like, a lot of times I'll just put a sandwich in there, you know, and snacks, a little bag of Sun Chips.
Look at you, some you Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
Who wants some Skittles? I guess yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. So they've released some stats and sales data about the types of ice cream people were buying. What in the world is this nonsense? What the basic biatch is this?
I like that.
Number one was vanilla?
Ugh.
Who's ordering plain vanilla ice cream like an idiot?
Does it just go with everything? Like you can put it with, you know, strawberry shortcake or root beer floats or... Maybe that's why? Because I'm with you.
Vanilla's the worst. Unless you're drizzling hot fudge all over it.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to make additions. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
I can't
doesn't
just
stand alone.
Plain vanilla.
No.
I'm not one of those people. A vanilla ice cream cone. Miss me with that.
Mm-mm.
If, you know,
psychopath.
Places, if they don't have their, you know, ice cream, if all they have is vanilla, I'm fine. No, thank you. Yeah. You know? So I don't understand how that keeps becoming the top one.
Yeah. Like, who sits down on their couch to watch a movie and like, I could go for a giant bowl of vanilla ice cream.
I know.
Right
I just want one flavor.
I could just go with the most basic, bland flavor there is.
I like
my life. My day would be complete.
Yeah. I like different things. Like, let's mix it up.
Yeah.
Literally, you know?
Well, after vanilla was chocolate cookie dough, cookies and cream. And number five was the chocolate fudge brownie. And then number six was the peanut butter. Peanut butter needs to be way up higher on that list, I'll tell you right now.
And the fudge.
And the fudge. Put those two together and put that at number one with your basic biatch vanilla.
Yeah.
I was out in the dating world and I met a perfect young lady and she said, my favorite ice cream is the vanilla's.
Over. Really? What is that? She's a 10 out of 10, but her favorite ice cream is vanilla?
Knocks her down to a 4.
See ya.
I'd be out of there. See you later,
she
alligator.
Gone.
Basic Nader. I'm out of here. All right, it's time for a little sports update, which it's pretty much just going to be dominated by this goofy soccer that wrapped up yesterday. I guess for winning the World Cup, Spain gets $50 million.
Well, good for them.
Wow.
Argentina gets $33 million for second place. England got 29 mil for third and fourth place. France got $27 million. Who's paying them?
I know.
Where does
FIFA
that money come from?
Probably FIFA.
Yeah,
okay.
FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA made quite a lot of money. So, yeah, probably.
I think we were briefly talking a little bit off the air about the halftime.
Oh, yeah, Post Malone.
Well, no, Post Malone was
the wrap-up. Beaver was on the halftime,
the
right?
The halftime was just kind of crazy, right?
Like, it was hectic.
It was very hectic.
Yeah.
Many people are calling it a cluster, but somehow worked because it was just so much entertainment. I've been watching bits and pieces of it because I took a nap, I'll be honest with you. And Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, introducing Justin Beaver was pretty good to me.
Coach, I gotta say, the first half of halftime knocked my darn socks off.
Spectacular, baby.
I mean, how the heck is anyone gonna be able to follow all that?
Gonna be tough.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I think we need? We need some heart. Someone that has some soul. You know, someone who can bring the love. Ooh, you think of what I'm thinking?
One step ahead of you, coach.
You always are. All right, young man, let's go. It's your big shot. Okay. Now listen to me. Go out there. Don't be nervous. Nobody's watching. All right? Make us proud.
Good morning. Good is dancing. In the sunrise.
Why pick a slow song.
Why is he's the Biebs. Sing it to me, Bieber.
Yeah, I picked this just for you because. And we don't have to go to Mississippi. It's so slow, you guys.
I think it's from his Swag 2 album, though. That's
it
why.
Is.
Yeah.
Where's baby, baby, baby? Yeah.
You're about 15 years too late.
I know.
I bet he likes vanilla ice cream.
Oh, jeez. He's going to come after you like a spider.
That's a basic song that he played there. What else you got about the sports ball?
Well, you're right. It was the biggest sports news, and it was a who's who that was there. I mean, we're talking Jay-Z, Beyonce, Drake, Dua Lipa, Kylie Jenner, so many more. For all the little kids, Mr. Beast was there. So it was essentially the Super Bowl part two. Like, everybody that was anybody was there. President Donald Trump was there. He did end up presenting the World Cup trophy to the winners.
It was
well.
Made out of gold.
Yeah, and that's why I loved it so much.
I love the gold.
It was just a spectacle, and you're right. Touching a little bit more on the halftime show, Madonna sang live for 13 seconds. That's all she sang. Everything else was recorded on a track. BTS was recorded as well. Bieber came out and chose that slow song because, yes, it is off of his album, but he sang that entire thing live.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's a pro.
I get it.
Do you look hot?
Yeah.
Well, he looked good. He looked really good. He looked healthy.
Really? I thought he looked sickly.
Seriously?
Oh, no.
He is so thin.
Look at him from a couple years ago when he was going through all of his stuff. Hmm. And now you look at him and you're like, okay, he's alive and breathing and good.
Yeah.
I think he looks good. I think he sounded really good. And he's like the only person. I think Chris Martin sang live a little
bit. That's the name of his next song, I think, was Alive and Breathing and Good.
Probably. Everything.
That's the name of my next album, Alive and Breathing.
Well, Jer, I hate to break it to you, man, but if you think that we're not going to hear more about the World Cup in the later years, you are wrong. This made almost $10 billion.
Did it really?
It's the most expensive and the highest grossing World Cup ever. They did the 48
teams. Because it went
teams.
On and on and on. Well, they had so much time to make all that money.
Wait till this, Jeremy, because they said it went so well that instead of instead of just 48 teams, they are going to be going for 64 teams.
No!
And make it 2 months longer.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they are already floating the idea of expanding to 64 teams in 2030.
There's that many teams?
Yeah.
Well, there's how many countries?
World.
It's the world.
And they expanded it for
teams.
This year. It used to be, it was 16?
It was 32.
It was 16,
32.
And then it was 32. Yep. And now it's in the 40s. So, I mean, they've done this in years prior.
Wait,
so if they see something, no,
it's too many teams.
Too many teams.
Too many teams. We're going to do it. I can't even count, frankly.
Yes, you will, man.
Christopher Nolan should be pretty darn happy today. His movie, The Odyssey, delivered a massive opening weekend, about $125 million domestically and about $265 million globally. His biggest debut ever. That's Matt Damon's new movie, right?
Yeah. It looks really good, though.
I want to see it. I didn't see it over the opening weekend, but
Anne
I'm going
Hathaway.
To.
It
I didn't know good. That there's only two theaters, because this is the big thing. He's like, it's in IMAX it's the 70mm. There are only two theaters in Colorado that support that.
Exactly.
So I have to go find those because I want to go see it in its true form.
And yeah.
You look at the map across the nation and where those theaters are offered. Like
few and far between. It's all on
North
the coast.
North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota. Minnesota might, but all the states that are above us, none of them have one.
Yeah, they got to make a drive.
Yes, exactly.
Get in the car, kids.
Exactly.
We're going to Denver. isn't that movie like 9 hours long, too?
Yeah, it's like three, I think.
Yeah.
That's going to be one that I probably watch at home so I can pause it and get snacks.
you need a potty break. Exactly.
Go potty.
Yeah.
Potty people. sources are saying Jelly Roll and Bunny XO have settled their divorce. That's a line I never thought I'd say. Jelly Roll and Bunny XO have settled their divorce. Anyway, they seem to be handling everything fairly and respectfully. But they're splitting things up like homes and cars and aircraft, I guess. And I guess he's making a one-time confidential lump sum payment to Bunny. So there's going to be no alimony claims made in court. So he's just giving her a fat stack of cash. Weren't they still having a baby together?
I thought so. I'm so confused.
Are they going to split the baby?
I know. Well, they'll probably just share custody. That's the word they use for
that. Maybe they'd split the baby in half.
They don't,
which half would you want?
Hey, don't do that. the one that makes the less mess.
well, there's puking and there's pooping, so they're both babies are messy.
We got to split down the middle.
I don't want either half. I do not want
either half. Maybe we just share the baby. Again, go back to sharing the baby.
Just share the baby. I don't know if you guys saw Sydney Sweeney's slideshow over the weekend. It was like a tribute to Scooter Braun.
Yeah, I I think I saw, like, there was a picture of just her body, like,
okay,
right?
Well, it was just the top half.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, vacation. Oh, my God!
And then not her face. Whoa! Even. I know. It was very much
it was like she was laying on her back, and she held the phone up, and it was just a straight shot of her chest.
She looked good.
I was like, man, what a beautiful vacation.
Yay.
That's your tribute.
And I was like, whoa, I better just look at a different Instagram page.
Mountains Majesty.
My God. I mean, a
couple of 14ers.
I mean, my God. You know, it's what she's known for.
Prime those.
Good God.
She looks so good.
Oh, my God. So there's this story that's been floating around for a couple days. These girls went to an Airbnb, and while they were there, there's a giant picture blown up on the wall of, like, the beach and the ocean. And they're looking at it, and their family is pictured in the wall art on the wall.
I saw that!
I've got some audio of them.
Yes!
We get to our Airbnb in San Diego.
It's unsettling.
No connections to it. We're looking at this picture, and my dad is like, this looks like me. And I'm like, oh, Dad, what? No, this is my dad. That's my sister, Libby. And that's Brady, my brother, 10 years ago.
We have those swimsuits. We are literally in this picture.
It's the craziest thing.
We are on our Airbnb wall. This can't be real.
Like, literally.
I mean, it's funny the way that they're talking, but it gave me chills. Like,
really?
It's
creepy. You guys are cute.
Creepy. Are you kidding? Come on.
You're naive.
10 years later, you see a picture. If you walked into an Airbnb and saw a
that's
picture,
like how a horror
you guys
movie
are
starts.
Naive.
Of you and your family.
You know
don't
what
think,
that is?
You think it was staged?
Staged.
You think it
that
was
is staged?
Staged
all day long, that staged.
Okay.
That's for clicks and likes and to get goofy radio stations to talk about them.
Well, don't you think the owner so then staged. Would be pissed
yeah,
about
I think that?
And be like, hey,
be
don't
more...
make me seem like
who
a
says
creep.
It was a real Airbnb?
Oh.
They're at their friend's house. Are you kidding me?
You're very, what do you call it?
Know,
logical?
You poo-poo everything, though. Like, you're just.
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm gullible.
Nothing is
I will
real.
Admit it. I am gullible
very...
as the day is long. I, like, you tell me something, I'm going to believe it.
No,
so
you believe
me
people, yeah.
I could have
made that same
honest.
Video at my house.
And you are not like that. Like, you...
Oh, my God. I just got this Airbnb, and this picture on the wall is me.
But, like, what is that? What do you gain? My question is, what do you gain from that?
Likes, followers, clicks. Everybody's talking about you. Millions of views. It boosts your TikTok. I mean, come on. It worked.
I don't know.
It totally worked.
You question everything. I want to believe that this is real because it is so far-fetched and out there. I'm like, what are the odds?
It's too far-fetched.
What are the odds?
So
makes me happy, though.
There's the real story.
Okay.
What else you got?
All right. Well, this one is absolutely wild. So we had a story about a man being arrested for surfing naked on top of a moving locomotive last week.
Who hasn't?
The good news here is he was not a local Colorado man. So Daniel Ray Balance, that's his
balance?
Name. Oh, and he balanced right on top of that train. He's from Courtside, Arizona. And what he did is he broke the window of a Union Pacific Railroad train and then entered it and got on top and was riding it in Colorado. It was right around Denver when this happened. And that's when they caught him. And the sheriff's office put up I think it was an Instagram post. And it is hilarious. They're quote.
Mm-hmm.
Their quote is my favorite thing because he said, Daniel expressed his love of vodka, beer, and playing the banjo. Unfortunately,
sense.
We had to separate him from those loves and the train ride.
Why naked, though? What does that accomplish?
Well, you know, it's been hot out.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right.
It's hot
He's
out.
Trying to cool down. He was arrested and faces a combination of felony and misdemeanor charges, according to the sheriff's office.
Well, let the poor guy go. He's just having the time of his life.
His mugshot is hilarious.
It is. I saw it.
Disheveled as all
He looks
out.
Like a banjo player.
He does. He does.
A drunk banjo player.
Oh, funny. This next one, I actually saw this. So if you were out and about this weekend and saw it, text us and let us know. This sea of e-bikes. Oh, my goodness. So I saw it on Colfax. I was driving west on Colfax as we were making our way into the mountains and out by Wadsworth. So I looked up and there had to be hundreds.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
Hundreds of e-bikes, motorized bikes, and off-road vehicles in massive numbers coming down Colfax. And the thing that's crazy is these big, massive lines of bikes, they can't stop. So they have to keep going. That's their whole
Well, they
shtick.
Don't stop.
They don't stop.
They're just out there. It's a bunch of riffraff.
When I was recording it, they were absolutely running a red light.
Oh, they blow
hundreds
through them.
Of
yeah,
them.
They blow through
and
them.
There's a
Get
car
some spike strips
their,
out there.
There's a car trying to make their way into it. This car almost hits one of the bikes.
Yeah, it's
like
horrible.
You can see, it is absolutely insane. And not
riffraff.
When one of these rides, a motorcyclist was struck by a vehicle, and that resulted in serious injuries, and he had to go to the hospital. So there was an accident involved over the weekend because of all this.
Well, these people don't think that they can die instantly.
They're reckless.
Yes.
It's like,
get some spike
reckless.
Strips out there. I'm telling you.
You know what's crazy is, so we were going west, and this whole train of vehicles was coming east on Colfax. And when we were, like, somebody in an e-bike was riding with us going west, right? And the person I was with was like, is that a legal bike to have on the road? And I was like,
nope.
I don't think it is, but I'm not sure what he's doing. You see him join this sea of bikes. Like, he was just looking to find this, you know, large ride
see
of riders.
Rolling.
So he could get, and he's like, is he trying to join the party? Look at this guy trying to join the party.
Poor guy.
And
he's like, wait for me.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. And yeah, you see in any video you see online right now, they are running these red lights like crazy.
It's becoming a big problem for
just
sure.
Be careful. If you're out and about and you see this, just don't try and, you know, get your green. Because I think that's what people, what
I was
witnessing.
Yeah, don't mess with
it,
them. Just let them go.
There was this one car trying to make its way into this sea of bikes. I'm like, what are you doing? Just wait.
You
got to
wait.
Go. So just be careful if you're out and about, because this is insane.
Like, we need one of those electromagnetic bombs that fries all electronics.
Oh, the EMP.
Absolutely.
Kills all of them.
They need to do something to make them stop, though, because it was dangerous.
Electromagnetic bomb.
Oh, my goodness.
Or a car that gets in front of them and just drops a bunch of nails.
And like on Mario Kart. Like when you
drop the banana peels.
Yeah, drop banana peels and nails.
We need Mario and Luigi out there and save the day. There you go. That's the fix. And then this one, this will make everybody happy because the Great Colorado Payback, you know what that is.
Yeah,
right?
That's that website.
Exactly. If you are owed money by the state, it's collected. And at the end of the year, they put it on this website and you just put in your name and they'll tell you how much money the state owes you. So they've got more money to give back than ever.
Yeah.
A record $158 million needs to be returned for 2026. So make sure you look. Just Google Great Colorado Payback. That website's going to come up. Put your name in. And it's very safe and easy, but it'll tell you how much money you owed or you're owed. I'm owed $96 from or 96 cents from Capital One. So
you lucky.
Be collecting that.
Lucky.
You know it. Make sure you see how much money you're owed as well. And
right on.
Your Mahahai.
Smart stuff right there.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Just real quick, I was looking at Post Malone from the FIFA game yesterday.
The World Cup.
His t-shirt says, I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah.
Is that real?
He can get away with it, but not Elmo.
That's like something that I would say. I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You and Posty would get along.
Exactly.
I love that guy so much. And that belt buckle,
especially,
good God.
Well, we don't have a dog in the fight. Of course you can say that.
That's
pretty U.S.
funny.
Got knocked out quite a ways back. So have fun with it, Posty.
Katie wanted to do a coffee update. It's a coffee update with Katie.
Yes. Well, you know how much I love it. You know how much I need my coffee. And I found this story that says up to 5 cups of coffee a day, it may potentially lower your heart disease risk. So we're talking stroke, diabetes, and heart failure, all these things in this study where we're seeing a noticeable lower risk when you drink coffee. And they're just saying regular coffee consumption in general. Like, you don't have to have those 5 cups. Like, if you just have a cup a day, it'll work for you as well. But,
what?
Jeremy,
what?
This is a part that I really
wanted
to talk to you about because it really matters how you prepare your coffee.
Well, that's the thing. You can't fill it with a bunch of crap,
no,
right?
No, that's not even it, Jeremy. That's not it. It's something different. So this, the good benefits only
French press?
The French press is really bad for you.
Oh, it's bad?
It's bad for you.
I want a French press, though.
So strictly, this study is strictly for paper filtered or instant coffee. So when you heat it up like that, apparently, here's the thing. They're saying the French press, espresso, or Turkish coffee, those retain a natural compound called cafestol that raises your LPL, the bad cholesterol, and that can clog your arteries over time. So if you're drinking a lot of coffee that you've prepared that way, it's actually bad for for you.
I do paper filter right
okay,
now,
so
but I've been I've been eyeing the French press.
I know you have, and that's why I'm telling you. And I don't
Which to me, that also sounds like a pretty awesome Kama Sutra move.
The French press.
That's a different
story. Baby,
want to
try the French press tonight?
Now you got everybody thinking.
Yeah,
but
think about it.
I wanted to tell you this because I know that you've been thinking of going to the
French
press.
I've been looking
press,
at them.
And I will tell you, I've done French press before, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's so tasty. That little, film of bubbles on the top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want some film of bubbles.
It tastes so good. But apparently those bubbles are what's bad for us. Oh. So if you're going to be drinking coffee, make sure it is the paper filtered. Don't miss me with that instant coffee. I ain't trying to drink that
crap. No. I'm not
but gonna, definitely, no. it's still okay if you crush your own beans. Crush the beans.
I do that right before the French press.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Hashtag crush the beans. But yeah, just make sure you're staying on the healthy side of drinking
all right.
coffee. Because I know you drink a lot of it like I do, or at least consistently. You
it's
drink
my
it
morning,
day.
For sure. It's yes. morning. You know,
so,
I go to bed at night thinking about my cup of coffee in the morning. I've made a little switch up. I'm kind of sick and tired of reading about all the artificial sweeteners because I was a stevia guy.
Yeah.
And just sugar in general. I know this still has sugar in it, but I switched to the blue agave recently.
Yeah.
It's like putting syrup or honey in your coffee. It's the blue agave.
It's supposed to be
more natural.
Better.
It's sweeter than sugar. And I'm going to tell you. Game changer.
Yeah.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
I've really, really good.
I've started putting maple syrup in my coffee. So same thing. Like, huh. And good maple syrup. Like the good stuff. So.
Suppose I could do that. It just seems a little more natural.
Than sugar.
Than, yes.
Yes.
Than all this, stevia and I picked up a thing of monk fruit, too, but it was, like, mixed with something as well that was science.
Yeah. See people with their monk fruit, and I'm like, miss me with your monk fruit, right?
Monk fruit right now is such a status symbol, I've noticed. It's like you turn your nose up at the regular sugar people.
Do you have monk fruit?
Oh, do you have monk fruit here? Because it's like so expensive, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Monk fruit is a status thing.
You're
going right
to pay a pretty penny for your monk fruit.
You
chair.
Don't monk fruit?
Yeah. But blue agave, that's a good move.
That's pretty. That's a close behind the monk fruit, though.
But don't buy a French press. Promise me you won't be buying a French press now.
I promise.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you. A couple of the big stories floating around this weekend. Of course, everyone's still talking about the explosive diarrhea. Did you get it, Katie?
I did not. Oh, I've never been so worried about it, though. Every little tummy rumble, I'm like,
Is this it?
Oh! Yeah.
A little later on the show, probably in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about Katie's boyfriend that came to town.
No.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Katie's booty call that came to town. And
we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And the text I sent you this weekend about pooping. So we'll dive into that. Anyway, I guess officials have officially linked a Taylor Farms lettuce plant in Mexico to the cyclospora, the parasite that is causing this diarrhea. Taylor Farms did issue a recall notifying customers that the lettuce shipped to about, I think it was like 30 states or something, has been contaminated. A lot of it was shipped to the Taco Bell locations.
Oh, no.
Which is where they're thinking is ground zero of all this.
Oh, poor
Taco. Oh. This was on the news last night, and my son's like, oh, Taco Bell. I was like, this is why you don't eat fast food. Yeah. they say that none of their branded salads or kits are associated with this. So I guess that would be like the bag salads.
Yeah.
That's what people worried about. Yeah.
Yeah. Much of the product is being recalled that was sold in larger bags to food service operations like the restaurants. The bags were iceberg lettuce blended with romaine. They say that, though, they're still being kind of, confusing in their statements. They're not listing off complete distribution centers or stores or full restaurants that receive their product. There's like no full list that they're putting out. So
don't they have to do that?
I know. I'm like, why? Like, why are you not doing that?
If they caused an outbreak of this size and this standard, like, they would do their due diligence in making sure people don't get sick. What the heck?
Due diligence, right?
If that's what you pick out of that, that's
They say, yeah, this story says, it makes you wonder if Taylor Farms even knows the full extent of the compromised foods.
They probably don't.
They're saying 5,000 individuals have been sickened by this in at least 34 states. So there you go.
There's got to be more, too.
There's going to be more.
There's going to be way more.
We went out to one of those casual dining places over the weekend, and I looked down as they were making my sandwich, and there was like no lettuce.
Yeah, they've taken it off the menu.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. Then Josh and I were laughing on Friday because McDonald's was making a big deal about releasing this brand new Caesar salad. Yes. It's the new Caesar salad from McDonald's.
Poor timing.
Bad timing. Bad timing. Okay, and then how about this story? My wife and I were talking about this last night. Two men are suing a North Dakota hospital, Katie. That's where you're from.
It's crazy.
After they say they were switched at birth 38 years ago. Here's one of the guys talking about it.
January 26, 1988, only Kyle and I were born in that hospital that day. It's the only time we've ever been together.
My aunt Martha and I were on Ancestry.com. I had done further DNA testing on my raising mom, Evelyn Newton, that came out conclusively that, you know, she was biologically my brother's mom, but she didn't match with me on the platform. We kind of concluded and said, basically, look, Kyle, you were switched at birth.
Look, Kyle. So it's this guy named Kyle and Jeremy. Only two kids born in that hospital in North Dakota.
Do they say what town it's 38? In?
No, I don't have that here. But they were accidentally sent home with the wrong family.
So there was only two kids there, and they made the mistake. And they switched those two?
That's North Dakota for you.
It really is. And if I'm thinking, okay, Grafton, no way. So Grafton, North Dakota. Again, these are small towns. Mm-hmm. When you think of the size of these towns, Grafton population, let's see what that is. I bet you it's under 2,000 people.
So this is why there was only two kids
but
born.
Why? If they're like... There's two kids.
Mark, one with a Sharpie,
like,
right?
This is your job.
3,900, by the way.
3,900 people in this town. And it's like, they didn't figure it out. Like, there's only so many people. That's what gets me. It's one thing if this happens
Honest mistake.
A town of millions.
Honest mistake.
It's just
so,
like,
think about this.
Blows my mind.
40 years later, and you find out you were sent home with the wrong family. What do you do? Do you try to get to know your real family?
I think you would. I would. I'd want to at least reach out and be like, hey,
I'm your son.
You want to get to know me? You may not have dodged a bullet. We don't know. Let's
and then what does that do to your parents that took you home, that raised you all those years?
Yeah.
That love you. You guys have developed a bond over 40 years. What happens to that?
It's going to create some kind of
tension. It was all a scam.
For sure. But I think, like, if it was me, I would definitely at least want to reach out and talk to this family that I'm quote unquote from and know nothing about. Like, wouldn't the curiosity get you? Wouldn't
it
you
would.
Want to know?
I started talking with my wife about this. I was like, wouldn't you be pissed if you found out the family you're supposed to go home with were like multimillionaires?
See, that's where I get
that. And like
that.
Completely set for life. And say you were with another, you're the family that raised you that really struggled and you're having a hard time. You're like, man, I missed out.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that.
And then do you go to that family and be like, hey, I'm really yours. You want to let me in a little of that cash?
And would you try and get some money? Like, because I'm sure you could. I don't know what the legalities
know you,
of it are.
I mean,
but...
like.
I that they would know you are essentially a stranger,
even
though you are blood.
Yeah,
the whole thing is fascinating to me. It really, really
well,
is.
Well, what it really
and
shines,
how complicated it would be now.
What it really shines a light on to me is how often did this happen, and we just don't know about it. How many people are walking around out there who are part of another family and they don't even know because these two found out because of the ancestry stuff. There's lots of people who haven't done that. I've never done one of those things. I've never seen what my lineage is.
You and your sisters look
from.
Like twins,
and
though,
you,
so you're good.
And you're from North Dakota.
Exactly.
Who knows?
This could have happened. So,
who knows?
You know, like I just think that this happens a lot more than we think.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right. But that's a wild story for
Absolutely.
Sure. Got us talking over the weekend. Oof. Last week, an employee with a portable toilet company in Kansas City went to collect a porta potty, but it was locked. The worker shouted that, hey, I'll give you 10 minutes in there. But when I come back, I got to collect this thing.
Well, the 10 minutes went by. The guy came back. He knocked. It was still locked. The worker said, "You need to get out now." And the guy inside said, "I can't get out because I can't reach the door."
Oh.
So he called the cops. The cops came, forced the door open. Didn't see anybody inside at first. And then this happened.
They looked inside and didn't see anybody. The lid was closed. No one was in the restroom. It kind of startled them. All of a sudden, a head popped out of the toilet, and he said, "I'm in here." He told them he was retrieving a Mountain Dew bottle that he dropped in from the night before. After it was cut open, the man was able to exit the toilet. Fire department did hook up water to their truck and gave him a free shower.
Yeah. So the guy says that he was in the porta in the old honey bucket because he had dropped his Mountain Dew down in there and he went in to get it.
You wouldn't just buy another one?
Do the Dew.
Oh.
He was in the doo-doo for the Mountain Dew.
Was this like some like collector's edition or did he literally just want his bottle?
I mean, he was
back?
On guys, drugs, right?
That's this is a was. Guy who's got a fetish or something and he's hanging out in a porta potty.
Why?
Well, Katie, it's a big planet. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
That's a new one.
There's a lot of people out there that are into a lot of weird things. And I can't reach the door.
Hey, learn something new, Jerry.
I didn't even know you could fit down in there if you wanted to.
I didn't either.
Anyway, it made me laugh, too, because you did the Donor Dash this weekend.
I did.
And you had a funny observation about using the toilet.
Because I got there super early before the race started because I was emceeing it out there at Wash Park. And I walked into a different honey bucket before that, one that's just out there all the time. And I was like, oh, this was a...
Pass.
Immediately walked out. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I went to the honey buckets that were a part of the race, right?
Yeah.
And I went into it, and it was like 6:45 in the morning, and nobody had used this porta potty
yet. It's a fresh honey bucket.
I have never been in a brand new, never been pooped in honey bucket. I tell you what. Yes! That's how I felt! I was so excited. I mean, I stood in. I didn't have to hold my breath. I got to hang out in there a little longer. I changed my shirt. I looked at the advertisements on the honey bucket.
Look at
that.
You know, you spent some time.
I never spend time in there long enough to look at. Like, you could register to win your own honey bucket and everything.
Yeah. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
It was the best feeling ever. I was like, nobody has spread feces on these walls.
Yeah.
And this is it.
It's happened to me one time where I've walked in at a major event and it was a brand new, pristine, cleaned porta potty. And I proceeded to urinate all over the inside of that thing. I hosed that mother down. It was everywhere.
Break it
such
in.
A butt.
Oh, it's the best feeling ever. It's good to be king, right?
Good morning. The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Silly little game that we play.
We listen every morning on the way to school.
Let's light up these phone lines.
The Mighty Duck.
Soap dispenser.
A fire starter.
Captain Marvel.
Valvoline.
How fast can you be?
Being on the spot seems to get people in a pickle.
Right?
It's time to play Fast Five with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Go! Look at that, nailed it right at 7:30. Time to play Fast Five. Let's have some fun. Give us a call right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Always looking for people who have never played before. We love meeting some of our new listeners, so... If you'd like to play, 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, find out how your weekend was, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a really intense and annoying 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you've got to give me five things that have to do with that topic. If you think you can pull that off, give us a jingle. 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
You're all over the place with the things that you ask. Like you've said, quick, give me five things that you can fold in 10 seconds or under. Or five bald celebrities. Another one, five bands with two words in their name. So it is just all over the place when it comes to what you asked here.
I'm a silly boy.
Yeah, okay.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. We are quickly trying to put... everybody on hold here, and 303-691-1649. What are we playing for?
We've got the best prize ever, a pair of sold-out tickets to see Benson Boone. He's going to be at Ball Arena. Oh, I know. It's a sold-out show, again, and all part of Mix 100's All Access Summer, where we're hooking you up with the hottest tickets in town, like Benson Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I love his song with the Alex Earl. Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good song.
Sexy video,
yeah,
too.
Time of my life. So
yeah, All Access Summer, brought to you by Mr. Rooter. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you would like to play the Fast to the Five, here's Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hello.
Well, hello. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was amazing. Just chilled at the lake with some family and friends.
Just chilling at the lake. Which lake?
Yeah.
Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good solid lake right there.
Was it packed? A lot of people there?
Yeah, there's always so many people there. It's insane.
Especially when it's hot. That's where everyone wants to go, to the water.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Did you like paddle boarding or did you just lay there and bake in the sun?
Both.
Yeah. All the stuff.
All of the stuff. Did you have some cocktails?
No, actually.
All right. Good for you. Stay clean, girl.
Yeah.
Stay clean. All right. Did you watch Justin Bieber during the World Cup?
I did, actually.
You like that?
He did so good, didn't he, Monica?
You like that guy?
He did so freaking good.
So
it was insane. I loved
good.
It.
He was insane.
Are you a Bieber fan?
Yes, I'm a huge Bieber fan. I think I've been a Bieber fan since out of the womb, honestly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That answer so much.
You come out and you're like, Bieber, yeah. Justin Bieber.
I'm a baby. Yes.
I'm a baby. I'm a baby who loves Bieber. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do some Fast Five, Monica.
Okay.
No cheating. I feel like you're going to be a cheater.
No. Never.
Just a hunch. In 10 seconds, give me five different companies that make coolers. Go.
Kirkland.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Kirkland.
Man.
Time's up. I'm going to hold on to that one because I might use it again, but there's a lot.
There is.
There's some classics.
I can think of some in my head right now.
Yeah.
So.
Monica, go live your life.
All right. Go Beavs.
Well, see you later.
Bye, Monica.
Okay. Here's Holden. Hi, Holden.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Says you went to a country concert. What concert?
It was Tyler Childers.
Tyler Childers. All right.
Yeah, it was at Fiddler's Green. It was fun, except we didn't have a babysitter, so we had to pay $200 at the entrance to get my 8-year-old son in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer. He sat there with headphones and an iPad the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, poor little buddy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but it was fun, yeah.
Did you get your drink on?
I did, definitely did.
What were you drinking?
Vodka sodas all night.
Vodka
sodas. Wow.
That's a classy one.
You classy dad. You are a classy, classy dad. All right, what do I have for you for our Fast Five? A bunch of these came in from listeners. As they tend to do over the weekend. Okay, are you a Justin Bieber fan?
I mean, no, not really.
Well, this one might be hard for you. In 10 seconds, I need five Justin Bieber songs. Go.
Sorry.
Yep.
Despacito. Ghost of You. I'm the only one.
I got four.
And then Baby.
Aww.
All right, you vodka soda drunk. Get out of here. Go have a great Monday.
I'll try later this week. Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, bye, Holden.
What do I feel like that guy calls a lot and changes his name?
I know.
Is it just me? Yeah, we were starting to recognize voices here.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Hi, Sue Lee.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
Well, we're super dupes. What'd you do this weekend?
I just watched the World Cup, had some friends over, ate some food.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Such a good match. I loved the World Cup this year.
How many friends did you have over?
Five total.
Okay. Five friends. All right.
Yeah.
Was one
nice
like
party?
was one of the friends like, well, we've got to invite him because we're inviting everybody
else. Right? They're like, you, like the must invite?
Yeah, the one friend you don't really like, but you feel obligated to invite him.
You're funny. No.
There was one,
she's
wasn't
like, I'm
there?
Not
there was.
I'm not biting you.
There's one. It might be you, Sue.
Oh. Right.
All right, let's do some fast five with you. It's a little hard to hear you, so make sure you talk really loud, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll shout at you.
Yes, please shout at me.
Perfect.
I like to be yelled at. I'm into it.
It really does.
In 10 seconds, give me five famous tigers. Go.
No idea. Tony.
Yep. Come on.
Tiger Woods.
Sure. And Tigger.
Oh, of course. I totally forgot.
And many more. And many more. All right, Sue Lee. It was nice talking to you. You have a Super Dupes Monday.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Getting some close ones here.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. How are you?
Super Dupes.
Great.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Nothing yet. I just got to work a little bit ago.
What are you going to have for breakfast?
Probably some toast with peanut butter.
I'm mad at that.
I love that snack so much.
I'm mad at that. What's your peanut butter brand?
The low sugar Jif.
Okay. Have you tried? I think it's Skippy. I think it is, but it's like the natural.
Natural Skippy?
It is so good, and you don't have to stir it, and it has a lot less sugar and more protein.
Still
it's
a like ton of hydrogenated oils.
It's the perfect peanut butter, Jeremy. Yeah. What are you talking about? You don't have to stir it.
Right, and it must be crunchy. I like the crunchy.
Oh, you like the crunchy.
You're a psychopath.
See, I like the creamy peanut butter.
Who says that? Who says I like crunchy peanut butter?
Obviously, Diane likes crunchy peanut butter.
Nobody ever says I like crunchy peanut butter. Yucky.
More for Diane, right?
Yucky. Hey, Diane, do me a huge favor. Quit breathing into the phone.
Sorry. I'm nervous.
I know. She has to breathe.
That's all we hear, Diane.
It's ours, Diane.
Don't listen to him, Diane. You got
this. Kind of turning me on. Knock it off.
I knew all that's right. Why you needed her to stop.
There it is again. Stop it.
I'm holding my breath. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, your letter is W like a walrus, all right?
Okay.
No cheating. Okay. 10 seconds.
Okay.
Just listening to all that breathing. I need 5 apps on your phone that start with that letter W. Go.
Okay. WhatsApp.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I don't have very many apps on my phone.
Stores.
Oh, Walgreens, Walmart.
Yeah,
oh,
you would have had 3.
Thank you for the tip.
You would have had 3, but there's a ton of them. Wells Fargo, Waze. I think. Waze would be one.
I actually do have Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will try again tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Good luck, Diane.
Heavy breathing.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
We'll be excited to hear all that breathing tomorrow.
Nice. Jeez.
303-691-1649 if you'd like to play. Is anybody going to win today? Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey. What'd you do this weekend?
Pretty much nothing. Just kind of relaxed.
You just laid on your floor and stared at your ceiling fan.
Yeah.
The TV, but yes, most definitely. Yeah.
What'd you watch?
Every Summer After.
Ooh.
I don't know that one.
What is that? Is that like a series? Is that...
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh gosh, I don't know. It's like a bunch of them that have been out and kind of mixed into one.
Hmm. So this is like, I love this because I love these kinds of series and books. You gave me something new to watch, Amy. Thank you.
Yep.
Where are you
absolutely.
Watching it? Is it Netflix, Amazon?
Yep.
Netflix?
Amazon Prime.
Perfect.
All right. Neat.
That's amazing.
All right, what do I have? All the ones I have left are these subjective ones, which are fine. In 10 seconds, Amy, give me 5 things that you would wear on your face. Go.
On your what?
Face.
Mascara, eyeliner, lipstick, eyeshadow, blush, foundation, concealer.
I love that you even you got that in
makeup.
Less. I know, you could
have said
sunglasses, reading glasses.
I'm standing at my makeup counter doing my makeup.
What are the odds?
That's perfect.
Well, I got to hand it to you. You did pretty darn good. Do you know what you're supposed to say when you win? Best
play
fun?
The winny, winny, win sound.
Winny, winny, win. You even added an extra winny, win
extra
in there.
My daughter's going to be so ecstatic.
Yes, she is. You're the best mom ever.
You're going to go see Benson Boone in his abs.
Woo-hoo. He's going to do so many backflips, Amy. It's going to be awesome.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm going to wake her up just to tell her.
Yeah.
Me too.
Chicks dig backflips.
We really
I just
do.
Won Benson Boone tickets. I won Benson Boone tickets. On the radio. I woke her up. She's not really amused
she
yet.
Is. She's like, Mom, get out of my room.
She's not registering what you're saying.
You're
yes,
the
it's a dream.
Worst. What's her name?
Calais.
Calais, get up.
Calais, you won tickets.
Come on. It's almost 8 a.m. Start your day, for God's sake.
Right. Come on. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh are yelling at you, man. Say woohoo. Say woohoo. Give them a woohoo.
Woohoo.
That's what we get.
That's all we're going to get out of her.
Oh, it's right. Summer, Mom.
So funny. Amy, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll tell you how to get those tickets, okay? So don't go anywhere.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It's going to be at 100.3 degrees today, so if you're planning your outfits, you might want to wear something that doesn't show a lot of sweat, because it is definitely going to be toasty today. We're going to hit that triple didge.
Yeah.
As the kids on the TikTok say.
Yeah.
Triple didge.
No, I saw
trip
it.
Trip didge.
Is that what they call it?
Yo,
trip didge?
Yo, you see Denver today, bro?
trip
didge in D-Town, homie. Yeah. See, I'm pretty tapped into pretty tapped into weather. What? Shut up, Josh.
Gangsta with the weather.
Trip ditch, broskies. Holla at your boys.
Funny.
It was definitely hot this weekend, too. We went and did putt-putt. Mm-hmm. We did the putt-putts.
I saw.
I'm a pretty big golfer, okay? I'm pretty good. I play a lot of golf. So it was a little embarrassing because I just whooped up on the family so much. Like, it was so good.
You didn't let them win?
Nah, okay. I killed it. All I crushed right. it at putt-putt. But I do a lot of golf. I'm pretty well-known around the golf community. So
Jeremy
that.
Gilmore over here?
Yeah.
Jeremy Woods?
So the thing about putt-putt.
Tiger Padgett? Sorry, go ahead. Continue. No,
I don't talk about it a lot.
I
try to stay humble about it.
Yeah. Never heard this story.
Yeah.
So
Scotty Schaffrin? Is that his name?
Scheffler? Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty, he's always calling me.
He always comes in second to you. You don't need to.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Trying to think of some other golfers that
Bill
I'm hung out with.
You can't think of anymore?
Tiger Woods.
There you go.
Tiger Woods.
Heard of him.
He calls me for advice from
Does
time
he
to time.
Come to you for that?
Here's the things on the putts-putts, though. When you're out there playing, it's funny. You get through about 10 holes, and then you essentially just say, F it.
You're over it, right? You're kind of like, you're not trying to play.
After about 10 holes, you're like, I'm so over this. And you just start smacking the ball. It doesn't matter. And you're just, at multiple points, I picked up the ball and just put it in the hole. Or I'd kick it, you know, a little bit. And the kids were doing the same thing. At some point, I had a big thing of like a water jug because it was so damn hot. I just kept holding on to that with my left hand, and I would just swing the club with my right. Just not even, just dink, dink, don't even care. You know? And the other things about the putts-putts is... It's so stressful because you got people coming up behind you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part about it, I think.
The pressure.
Is that you feel the pressure to, like, quickly go because you got people coming up behind you. And especially if it's two, like, singles. They're on a date or something like that, you know, and they're standing there looking at you.
Yeah.
You feel the pressure to be like, okay, kids, go faster. You know, instead of... You probably could just let him go. I didn't do that because I'm a jerk.
You could totally let him go. Like, you can let him go ahead of you.
I held my ground.
So you made it even more awkward.
Yeah,
way
I
to
made
go,
it
Jared.
A little bit awkward for
That's
him.
Funny.
Yeah, but it was fine. It was fine. No. My wife got a Groupon like months ago.
And you had to use it.
And it expired yesterday. She's like, I've had this for 6 months. Like, we better use it. I was like, ugh.
The best part about putt-putt, though, is you can use all those Happy Gilmore lines, right? Like, I love to look at the ball and be like, you don't like your home? You're too good for your home ball? Go to your home. And then Katie learned to putt. Like, those are
yeah,
the best.
I didn't do
like,
that.
But... No, you need to. Enjoy it more. Reenact Happy Gilmore on your own putt-putt golf course.
We did a lot of it. And then I was like, are you guys hungry? Yeah, we're let's get the hell out of here.
And we're done.
And we're done here. So do we all love Jimothy?
Oh, my goodness.
I love
him.
Jimothy.
What is he?
So,
well, I know what
he is.
Well,
he's a raccoon.
Yeah, I just, man. These
Jimothy
are
is famous.
As he should be. I mean, I've never seen anything like Jimothy.
I can't get enough of Jimothy.
Jeez Louise.
Every time I see Jimothy videos, I stop on him and watch him.
I love the video that one lady put up, and she's like, what am I looking at?
Yes.
Like, it is so crazy.
So, if you're not familiar, Jimothy is a wild raccoon from Seattle, and he's gone viral over the past week or so because of his very unique, squished appearance.
He ain't got no neck.
Yeah.
And the person who first spotted him filmed him and said, this just looks like a Jimothy. So Jimothy's stuck. So he's got a spinal deformity. It's similar to something called short spine syndrome, which dogs can get, which means he was born with fused or missing vertebrae, which gives him a very short, round body with no visible neck. Think of a raccoon that ran full steam into a wall. And
yeah.
Went gunk and kind of like got squished.
The accordion. Like in the cartoons. Yes.
So he looks like a walking orb on long legs. And he is zipping around this Seattle neighborhood. And at first when you see him, you're like, whoa, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's a creepy little raccoon. But the more you watch him, you're like, ah, oh, this little fella's kind of cute. And you feel bad for him.
I want to hug him. I want to hug Jimothy so bad. You're going to cuddle him so much. Oh, baby, Nana.
I want to pet the Jimothy.
Oh, he's so cute. Like, they need to make little stuffed Jimothys and sell them.
I would imagine they're
needs
out
to
there.
Happen. Needs to happen.
I love all the Jimothy memes, the Jimothy posts.
Yeah.
The best one I saw the other day, I think I might have reposted it. It was like a hand drawing of Jimothy. And at the bottom, it just says, it's okay to be unique.
Yes, it is. Jimothy, let your light shine.
Veterinarians, scientists, biologists, whatever, they're confirming that this guy is happy and healthy, and he's getting around just fine in the wild. And little does he know, he's an internet superstar.
This is what I love when the internet is used for good.
This is used
Let's
for
keep
good
doing
right
that,
here.
Right?
If you're not familiar at all, just all you have to do is hop onto Google and search Jimothy right now, and you'll see this squished up little raccoon. Well, it's all you.
Okay.
I'm not even going to set this up.
You're not even going to set it up
I'm
for
just going to sit back.
This is the thing.
Relax.
You know how excited I was for Chicago Guy to come into town. I mean, I did all the things to get ready for it. I over-prepared times 10 for him to come to my house and spend the weekend with me. And, you know, I picked him up from the airport, and there was a long, big hug, and it seemed great. We're, like, driving back to my house and, you know, just talking about the things that we're going to do and everything. And that drive home seemed pretty normal. As
I was going to say, was it flirty and cute or was it awkward? Because, like, you haven't seen each other in so long.
It was flirty and cute.
You're
and
tickling
we're just talking.
Each other?
Not tickling. No, we're
willies.
Driving home. But it's just more like, you know, he's... We're just talking about the plans for the weekend, right? And it's just very exciting. And, you know, we get to my house, and it was really just us sitting on the couch and watching movie after movie. And I'm telling you, my couch, I have the regular standard size couch.
Yeah.
I'm on one side of it. He is on the complete other side of the couch.
Awkward.
The entire four movies. I'm just like,
four
really?
Movies? You watched four movies?
Movies. And he took a nap during one of them.
Leaving room
sitting
for Jesus.
Up, mind you. We didn't even go lay down in the bed to take a nap together just so we could, because he got up early.
Four movies?
He got up early to get on the plane. I had been up early just because I was nervous. And so, like, we both kind of needed to take a nap, but he just fell asleep right there on the couch, started snoring full force while he's sitting up and everything. And so it was just very much like, this is not how I anticipated it, right?
No.
Like,
because you had this whole picture
that
you were going to embrace and make out.
Exactly, and I'm a huge fan of the making out. It's like my favorite thing. I could just
you don't
do
have
that
to tell
all
me.
Day.
we both
love
know.
It. And I just like really wanted to do that. And so I was thinking at least laying on the couch that would be the
cuddle,
perfect moment for
some
that.
Heavy petting.
We could embrace. Like that would be just the start of what we're going to move it on into the bedroom, right? So four movies of sitting on opposite ends of the couch. And then when it finally is time to go to bed, there is that, you know, we lay in bed and we start with the making out a little bit, but that's all of a minute. It's all of a minute. And then there's a little bit of tickle, tickle, tickle. And then it is.
Is tickle, tickle, tickle.
Right? No, not even.
Like, is that code?
30 seconds of tickle, tickle. Like, that's okay. It. Like, that's it. And then.
Not a lot of tickle, tickle.
Into it. And I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And yeah. So that, to me.
You got
to
warm that motor up.
I was so disappointed because I had worked it up in my brain.
Fairy
to
tales,
the
right?
Level of, this is my person. I can't. Think about anyone but you. I want to put my hands all over you. And I thought that's what he was thinking about me as well. And clearly he was not. He was thinking about one thing.
Well, he was up early that day.
I just, okay.
Just want to get it over
and
with.
And that's, whatever. Like, it just made me upset because it was like all about him. Like, there was nothing where it was, what are we going to do to make Katie happy? None of that. Nothing. And so
there was no tickle fighting.
And so I called him out on it. I was just, because he's like, is everything okay? Are you feeling? I was like, no, not really, because this. Mm. And I like kind of let him have it a little bit. Like, you know, I really like you. I have really liked you for almost 5 years now. It is so hard for me to think that you don't feel this way about me. You know, like I wanted, excuse me, this to be the moment that we got to like share our feelings with each other.
Yeah, embrace.
And instead it was like, I meant nothing to him. He meant everything to me. And I just wanted him to tell me, you know, if you're not feeling this, then tell me. Like, this is your chance to be like, it is just a booty call. It is just, you know, me wanting to go to a different city and see some things. And you live there, so it's a convenience that I can stay with you. If that is the case, this is your chance to tell me now. Don't string me along for another 5 years. I can't do this for another 5 years. And I told him, I was like, you know, I am so, like, in like with you. I didn't drop the L word just because I was like, I don't want him, you know, like I didn't want to do that, but I did like tell him like, I really like you. Mm-hmm. And so much so
and
that
it wasn't reciprocated.
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, so much so that I don't entertain anybody else. Like I don't date other people. I have almost a complex to where nobody like measures up to you. And he like his response to me. And this is one of those things when people tell you things and it will stay with you for the rest of your life. This is one of those. And he said, "Woo!" He said, I didn't mean to make you feel a certain type of way. So there was that.
Yeah.
And it just like, for me, I guess what was so disappointing about it is this. I really did like him. And I, you know, feel like there is just such a disconnect after this one.
Yeah.
After this visit with him, and
are you done?
Yeah.
This is it
for sure. But you know, it was just so. You know, and having time to unpack these feelings and everything, and now I can kind of understand what made me feel like that.
Yeah,
and a lot of it was like I was sitting on my couch with this feeling of looking at him, like I just wanted to embrace him, and that is such a desperate feeling to have. And I just hate, like, to be in that situation and feel desperate. Oh, God, it was awful. So anyway, enough about that. That night was just,
well,
that night was very much
to,
like.
To lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
I did text, I think it was you on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said. I go, hey, how was your night?
I know.
And you wrote back, it was just, eh.
Oh.
I'm over it. It's fine. And you're like, he's still sleeping.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of an angry, annoyed face.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that really sucks. And then my follow-up to you, because you had such anxiety about where to go to the bathroom when he was here.
You know, and then it didn't matter.
I wrote back, I go, why don't you go poop really, really loud in the next room? And you reply back, OMG, how crazy. I totally did that.
I did.
You go, well, like, it doesn't matter
what?
Anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore. I worried so much about this, and it doesn't even matter. And you know
good
what?
For you.
Let me tell you, the thing to me that, because when I, when that moment happened and I was just like, you know, this isn't fair. You didn't care about me. He didn't care about me at all when it came to any of this.
Yeah.
And I realized that and I called him out on it. And then he said, well, clearly there's just no chemistry here when it comes to this. And then that made me mad because I was like, oh no, you don't get to gaslight me and make me take part of the blame in you being a jerk.
Yeah.
No. That is not it. It is not the chemistry, because I, if you would have given to me what I gave to you, the chemistry would have been out of the charts. They would bottle this chemistry and sell it on Amazon. Like,
it's funny,
you can't blame this on me.
The texting back and forth, and he was a totally different person on the texting, you know.
Yeah.
With, you know, hopes and dreams and
gooey,
gooey, mushy.
No, the things we said we were going to do.
Then there was none of that.
None of that. The things that he said he wanted to do.
So it didn't match
me
at all.
Like, you probably saw that weird tan line you were talking about last week.
Jerry. No, that wasn't
that one
it.
The spot that you missed with
that
the.
That was not it. That
he
wasn't
probably
it.
Saw that and was like, nah, never mind.
That wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't, because he didn't even make it that far, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're
like,
right. There was no tickle fighting.
He didn't even make it that far. But no, and I will tell you, here's the thing is, all this happened, and, you know, that was Friday night, and then Saturday night, it was even more awkward because we were laying in the same bed with each other but not doing any, and I was just like, and then I told him again, I was like, so is this is it? You're not even going to, like, have a conversation with me about it? Like, we're not even going to talk about it? And he was just like, you know, I just don't want to talk. I don't want to, all I want to do is lay here. And then he proceeded to fall asleep and snore loudly in my I did not sleep. And then I had to
kick her while she's dead.
I had to do Donor Dash on Sunday, and I did not sleep more than like an hour. I had to go
snoring.
Out on the couch and sleep on my own couch because there was a man in my bed not giving me nothing and snoring like, ooh, it made me so mad. So then here's the thing that I did, though. Friday into Saturday, I was feeling a certain type of way, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna try to enjoy this as much as I can while he's here. Like, if he just wants to be friends for the weekend, because we won't be friends after this, then I'm just gonna make it work, right? And so we were trying to do things. We were sightseeing. I was bringing him downtown. We went by Ball Arena, went by a Power Field, Coors Field. He's a big sports fan, so I was showing him all that stuff. And then I was like, hey, you've never been to the mountains. He went down to Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs once, but that's
not
all
like mountains.
He's seen
yeah.
of our landscape. And so I was like, let's go into the Rockies. Like, let's go I-70 westbound, at least past the Eisenhower Tunnel. We'll go to Silverthorne, and then we'll make our way back into town. It's like a two-hour drive, right? And so I was like, let's go do that. And he's like, okay. And I knew that was my chance to get him back. So we went up there, and I took those curves like it was my job. And he was hanging onto the oh crap handle.
Oh, so not get him back.
He's like, do you always drive like this? Oh my God, you're insane. And I'm like, homie, that's a banked corner. You're fine. We're fine. Like, it was fine. It was fine.
I thought you were going to say you led him over to a cliff and shoved him off for a minute.
I got him puckered over those corners. Yes, I did. So I got him back just a little bit. But it definitely hurt to be in that situation. But I am very proud of myself for knowing that I am way too old to be telling a man he needs to do his part. Like, I can't.
Well,
so,
you're worth more than that, too. Understand
Josh.
That. Like, I want you to
thank
realize
you,
that. And you're getting a lot of love on the text line as well. So thank you to everybody else. But Jeremy and I kind of saw that you weren't realizing your own worth in how you were allowing this guy to treat you for the longest time. And it's okay. Love.
It's been 5 years.
Love makes you blind.
Are you going to listen to us now?
I'm probably going to listen to you
guys. I've gone this whole time. I'm not going to say it. I'm
I
not going to say I told you, so, but are you going to listen to us?
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy was right. He was right this entire time.
I was saying stuff about this clown on the air on Friday when you weren't here, and my wife even messaged me and was like, hey, be nice. You know. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
If only you knew.
I was like, I have a hunch on Monday it's not going to be good.
Well, and then even like when he's like, at the airport when I dropped him off, he's like, you got to get out of the car and give me a hug. You can't just give me a hug sitting down.
So I would have gunned it.
I had to get out of the car and give him a hug. And he's just like, well, thank you so much. Make sure you take care of yourself.
Oh,
that's what he said when he hugged me goodbye. So then he's like, I'll text you when I land, right?
Don't bother.
So I fell asleep at 6 o'clock last night. I was so tired from a grown man snoring in my face all night the night before. I needed to sleep. So I fell asleep at 6 o'clock last night. He did end up texting me at 7:30, and I showed Josh the text, and it's very much like, oh, thank you for the best time. You are such an amazing person, and I can't thank you enough. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
heart
gag
emojis,
me.
Blah, blah, blah.
At any point, did you ask him, why the hell did you even come out here?
Why did you come out to watch movies
and sleep?
I know. I was like, why did you even come here if this is all you wanted to do?
What,
and he was
his answer?
I want to hang out with my friend Katie. And I was like, that's not what we. It's just like
that's
all
not what the text said.
He was trying so hard to put it back on me every time, and I realized, like, again, this is me going back 5 years worth of instances and really realizing the gaslighting that this man has been doing to me, and it's fine, but I mean, it's not fine. It's not fine anymore. It's not fine. And honestly, when he texted me that last night, I didn't respond because I was sleeping. I woke up this morning and saw it, and I have texted him back this morning.
I like what you said.
And I did. I was just like, I'm glad you landed safely. It's awesome. You had such a great time. Take care of yourself.
Oh, snap.
Take care of yourself.
Hit him with the take care
Boom,
of yourself.
That's what I ended it with. So he hasn't texted back. I doubt he will. I did go on social media and mute all of his accounts just so I won't see him. Because
you showed him.
I need to, and then maybe I will go block or unfriend him or whatever in the future. But at this point, I just muted everything. And then I went on TikTok and tried to mute him, and I unfollowed him on TikTok. So
by accident?
Totally by accident. But I'm not following him back because then he'll see that. So I unfollowed him. And I'm okay with it.
It's probably time that you do that on all accounts. Just I think for you, it would be best to block him and just move on.
Yeah.
Call this dead.
Yeah.
Dead on arrival and move on as quick as you can.
Yeah.
I really think so.
I think the lesson I learned in all this is I really need somebody who's like, you know, can't keep their hands off me either.
Yeah,
like, I need that.
Like you back.
I need that. I need, and I can't be that person who just, like,
you'll find him.
Worship somebody.
It's not a one-way street.
You'll find him.
Crap,
and hopefully
you know?
He's here in town, so
I know,
you don't have to go back and forth to Chicago.
That's the thing,
and then
too.
Not worry, and then not see him for 5 years, four years, whatever it is.
I know. And that's
you need a local dude.
You know, I do. I need someone who's willing to put in the time and energy because... You know, the thing is, you guys, I think, can agree with me here. You know me well enough to know now, I will give you the world. Like, when it comes to my friends,
she's
my
a gift
family,
giver, too.
I mean, I love people so much, and I will give you every part of me until I won't. And when I turn that energy off, it's like that dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You won't feel it anymore, and you'll notice that. Like, you didn't know that I gave you my energy when I gave it to you, but you will feel it when I don't.
Watch out
so
now.
So I'm just like, that's what I'm doing moving forward.
Well, I'm
just,
sorry your weekend sucks so bad.
It's okay.
I'm really sorry. But it's done. It's over with. You can move on now and flip this guy the bird and never see him again.
You know, so, and I bet you.
And I hope you stick to it.
I'm going to.
Because you kind of said this the last time when you went to Chicago.
Yep.
I feel this, though. I feel it.
Okay.
I felt so confused every other time as to where we stood when we departed ways. Like, that was the thing, is there's so much confusion. And I am not confused now. I know how this man feels about me, and he probably won't take any rides in the Rocky Mountains anytime soon. Hey! Let's go.
Well, we like to give you a little brief sports report each and every day, and today's sports report very much dominated by the World Cup, which finally wrapped up yesterday.
Such a good game.
Oh, that's what I heard.
A good match.
good match on the pitch.
I was doing other things. Nick Knack was watching it, and I'd hear, yay!
Yeah.
Did they win? And then about 20 minutes later, yay! Did they win now? She's like, I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea how this game works.
Well, it was scoreless the entire time in regulation, really.
Yeah, until extra time.
Yeah, so
Did you see the one guy stand on his tippy toes for pictures?
That was me, so I didn't make fun of him.
Oh, you beat me to it.
King of a rap.
Yeah, there was like a short guy, and they all lined up, and they were taking pictures, and they on Instagram, I was watching this, somebody zoomed into his feet, and he goes, what? Stands up on his tiptoes.
Can I also say the head ref, like the head referee that was making all the calls out there, good looking dude.
Oh, yeah.
Was
he? Like, yes, he was.
Like, I was watching him the whole game. I was like, that guy, like, soccer players are good looking guys.
Yeah.
I never really noticed that.
That ref.
I think that's why Nick Nack was watching, too.
Their legs. It's the legs.
Yay.
Great legs.
Strong legs.
Yep. Did we win yet?
Yeah, almost.
I like that they brought out Jason Sudeikis, a.k.a. Ted Lasso, to have some fun and introduce Justin Bieber. Here he is.
Coach, I got to say, the first half of halftime knocked my darn socks off.
Spectacular, baby.
I mean, how the heck is anyone going to be able to follow all that?
Going to be tough.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I think we need? We need some heart. Someone that has some soul. You know, someone who can bring the love. Ooh, you think of what I'm thinking?
One step ahead of you, coach.
You always are. All right, young man, let's go. It's your big shot. Okay. Now listen to me. Go out there. Don't be nervous. Nobody's watching. All right? Make us proud.
Good morning. Curtains dancing.
Oh, sweet.
It was sunrise.
I love you. Say, get out there. Nobody's watching.
Baby's calling. No.
And we don't have to go to Mississippi.
What's in Mississippi?
I'll bring a river to your side.
A river?
A river.
I don't know. It's a little slow. Give me some baby, baby, baby.
Guess
baby.
What he's doing? Singing.
Showing off his vocals.
Yeah,
man.
Like.
Kind of slow for a fun sports event, though, don't you think?
A little bit.
That's from his latest album.
Going out there and playing acoustic by yourself while singing in front of 80,000 people there, plus the hundreds of millions of people that were watching around the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty
that's.
Good.
Yeah.
What did we do to deserve Justin Bieber?
Which is, you know what's funny? That there is a.
We live in an amazing time, don't we?
We do. We sure do.
Okay.
What? I love him.
We love you. We
what else is there, Josh?
I think the funny thing about that is Americans loved the halftime show, and I think it's because we're used to it. But people around the world hated it. So normally,
back to the game.
The halftime is like 10 or 15 minutes. This one was 27 minutes long. Mm. And people that were not used to this, that watched the World Cup every 4 years, like since the dawn of time, hated how long halftime was.
Okay.
Was Cookie Monster there?
The Muppets and the Sesame Street people were there. I don't know if Cookie Monster was there.
Have you seen the video there? Maybe somebody made it up, but Cookie Monster watching Shakira dance?
No.
It's pretty funny. He's like, oh.
Talking a lot about cookies.
She switched from cookies to cakes.
Hey!
Butt jokes.
Funny.
She looked good. No, the World Cup was a massive success. Throughout the entire time that it was going, they made about $10 billion.
What?
So, Jer, I'm sorry, man. In 4 years, it's going to come back, and it's going to be bigger than ever.
Yeah.
No!
They're actually talking about expanding, which what they did already, from 32 to 46 teams, and now from 46 to 64. And
good God, it's going to go on for months.
I think they'll do it until they reach all, 212 countries. I think they're just going to keep
expanding.
It's just going to be 12 months long.
12 months a year, every single year now.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, dude, when they see that much dollar signs in their eyes, they're going to keep on doing
it. Oh, yeah, they're going to stop.
There's no point. It's a cash flow, dude, a cash cow.
So they got 4 years to prepare, though.
Yeah, 2030. You'll be fine, 2030. Okay. And then we'll watch soccer again, and I'll pretend that we like it, and then USA will get knocked out again, and then we'll go back to our lives.
You know what? It was good revenue for America.
It sure was.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Brought
a lot
of money. And it made America look really good. Remember how good we looked for the longest time?
I know.
We never get that, so I like that.
Yeah, I do like that as well. Like, people had a good time coming to where we live, and
finally,
we can appreciate that, right?
Yes.
Ranch for everybody.
We got to see Shakira shake her hips.
Hey, hooray sports.
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, Christopher Nolan has to be pretty darn happy today because his movie The Odyssey delivered a massive opening weekend, earned about $125 million domestically and about $265 million globally. It is his biggest worldwide debut ever. It's that Matt Damon movie. Tom Holland's in it, Zendaya, Anne Hathaway. It's got an all-star cast. And it's about 3 hours long, right?
Yeah.
It's really long.
It's a long one.
Looks really good,
but
though.
But it looks so good.
Man, Anne Hathaway, her part, looks amazing.
Oh, boy.
I love that Zendaya's in it. Like, I would go see this. I would sit my butt in a theater for 3 hours
would
to
you?
Watch it. Yeah.
This one's at home for me, so I can pause it and get snacks and go tinkle.
Oh,
that would be
you're
for
right.
Me.
I'm going to have to tinkle, though.
There's got to be some, down parts of the movie,
there's
right?
There's got to be an intermission.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an app or a website that you can plug in, like, best times to pee during movies, and it'll tell you exact time.
No way.
Okay. Yeah, there's a website that'll tell you, like, an hour 45 in. That's the slow spot. You can run to the bathroom and not miss anything.
Tinkle time.
Yeah, right?
It's tinkle. I think it's tinkle time.
Tinkletime.com.
I think so.
It needs to be tinkletime.com.
It better be.
I'm not going to
absolutely better be.
I'm on my work computer.
Chili's is going old school with a retro remodel. So Chili's is going back to the way it basically looked in the 90s with the red booths, the classic tiled tables.
Yeah.
Do you remember all those?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so they're testing it out at a few chains in Texas, and if it goes well, which it sounds like it is, the retro concept is going to be expanding nationwide next year. So they're going to be revamping the Chili's, bringing back that old school vibe. My one request is to bring back the glasses. You know, they got the mug style glasses there, and they switched to plastic years ago, which is disgusting.
Glasses way better.
Bring back the glass mugs at Chili's.
You know what else they need to bring back if they're going to do this whole retro thing is their baby back commercial.
Baby back.
Right? Because I got stuck in your head. You knew exactly what you went to Chili's for. That and the triple dip. Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Get you an old timer with cheese and tear it
The only thing I don't, their happy hour was served in two little mugs.
I remember that.
And it's like, because instead of one big one.
Yeah, why are you cheating me, Chili's?
Ones, and it's like,
with a lot of ice.
You look like such a baby holding your baby beer. Like,
or you're like, my hands are so big.
Yeah.
I always liked those glasses, Katie.
You know what they say about that.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, so we have a man who was arrested for surfing naked on top of a moving locomotive last week.
Oh, who hasn't?
This is hilarious. So the good news here is he was not a local, actually. Daniel Ray Balance is his real name, and he is from Courtside, Arizona. He broke the window. I know. And he didn't fall off the train, so it's so perfect.
Perfect.
And naked. To balance naked on top of a...
It's like having a dentist named Dr. Tooth or something.
Yes. So on top of a moving locomotive, not just a bus, not a car. We're talking a train. He broke the window of a Union Pacific Railroad train and then entered it and got on top. That's how he was up there. And cops here in the Denver County area, they were able to arrest him. So that's how it all got in our local news. But that
a train.
Is my question. So on that train stuff. But no, his mugshot, he is disheveled as all get out. So he was definitely on something.
He's on the meths.
What a funny story. My goodness.
So
thankfully,
good.
He's okay, but what a funny story. This story is so real because I saw it myself. A sea of e-bikes and motorized bikes as well as off-road vehicles on Colfax, hundreds of them coming down Colfax, going eastbound as I was heading into the mountains on Saturday. And I'm telling you, it was just nuts to see them run red light after red light. And not only that, but people who were coming the opposite direction and they had the green light. They were trying to turn on to Colfax and they couldn't because it was a sea of, motorized bikes, e-bikes, and off-road vehicles that are not allowed on city streets. And I don't know what is going on. I don't know if they're just trying to prove something, if it's their way of, flexing their muscles.
I don't know.
I found out that this isn't the
it's
only
a bunch
time.
Of riffraff.
Yeah, all weekend long this was happening though in parts of Aurora. People in Arvada saw it. Again, I saw it on Colfax down in like Lakewood area. And in one of these rides, a motorcyclist was struck by a vehicle, resulting in serious injuries. So this is absolutely dangerous. And just be aware, if you're out and about and you see a sea of e-bikes coming at you, maybe
they
just
stop.
Don't stop. Try not to like get in front of the e-bikes.
No, just let them
go. Because man, this is just dangerous. Not cool, Jer. No, they don't get that sound.
Oh, sorry.
It's not neat. Like, they're causing danger.
All right. Okay.
There it is. That's what they get.
Okay.
And then, hey, just one more real quick, because the Great Colorado Payback has more money to give away than ever. $158 million needs to go back to the people who it belongs to. So Great Colorado Payback, search it, put in your name, and see how much money they owe you. There's your mom.
Did you do you?
They owe me 98 cents.
Whoa!
I'm going to collect.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture? Smackdown.
This is Katie Crush.
It is Katie Crush, brought to you by Belco Credit Union. They know switching accounts is a pain. That's why they want to pay you to do it. All you have to do is go to belco.org/switch to learn a whole lot more. Looks like our listener Emily made it through. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, but who cares about us? How are you?
Oh, yeah. I am happy as a clam right now.
Oh, and clams are known to be very happy. So.
Yeah, they wear top hats.
Good for you. A little clam with a top hat on. Emily, yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am retired. I am taking my child right now to go get his wisdom teeth out. Woo-hoo!
Yay, what a fun day.
Yeah.
Fun day.
You have to record him after. It's like required. Yeah. You got to get that funny stuff. Yeah.
I had 5 wisdom teeth. They got in there and found an extra one down in one side, so they had to pull 5 out of me.
You got extra teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had extra wisdom jacked, crammed down in there. So
that's always freaky to me.
I know.
How'd you grow an extra tooth?
I know. I was like, ew, I'm a mutant. Emily, what did you do that you're retired from?
Well, lots of things, but mostly social work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good for you. Yeah. You're a good human.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Boy, I loved it.
Your phone sucks, I'll tell you that much.
It's a little choppy.
It's a little choppy. So put your right arm up in the air so we get a good signal.
No. Is that better?
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, there we go.
All okay. Right, Emily, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie.
I could use a win right now, that's why.
I'm in a good mood. I'm in a pretty good mood today, though. We'll see. Anything you want to say before you leave?
No, still, best of luck to you. I really hope you come out strong and come away with these tickets to Sunset Swim. So good luck to you, Emily.
All right, get out of here.
Okay, all right.
All right, so she's leaving the studio, Emily. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with all the questions, so there's no cheating. And we will find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in. Okay, she's in there. Let's do this. Emily, please tell me, what actor famously played the heartthrob in Top Gun 2, Anyone But You, and Twisters?
Oh, wow. I know who it is, but I can't remember his name. Darn it, it's not Tom Hanks, it's the other guy, the son. I don't remember.
You don't know. You want to say Tom Hanks anyway is the heartthrob?
Yes, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, he is
not
definitely.
Not Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, sorry.
Tom Cruise. Oh, I wish you had stuck with Tom Hanks. He is a heartthrob. All right, here is your second question. What actor voiced the character Garfield in 2024 in that animated movie? And he was Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Seth Rogen.
As Mario.
My son just went, oh my God, Mom.
Yeah, that's right.
It's wrong.
It's okay. No cheating. Don't let your kid help you. All right,
No, he's not.
Okay, good. Here's your third question. In the show Breaking Bad, what character appeared in his tidy whities in the desert while he was making meth?
Bob? I'd have no idea.
Seth Rogen, actually, is what we're looking for. Okay. All right, fourth question. What color is the FIFA World Cup trophy?
Gold!
And finally, who is the villain in the Sonic movies? Jim Carrey plays him.
Oh, God. I guess I am horrible at this.
You really are.
Yes, I am. I have no idea.
Tom Hanks.
Dr. Evil.
All right, let's get Katie back in here. I'm waving her in. She's taking her sweet time.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi,
welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Emily is... Katie. I feel like Emily is not happy as a clam anymore.
Oh,
but
no.
No. Emily realized she didn't know a lot.
That's all right.
Sometimes these questions are really hard, though. What do you
Let me add up how many you got right here so I know. Oh, that was quick. All right.
Oh. Okay. That was messed up.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
One ring.
Are you ready, Katie?
I'm ready.
Quick math.
What actor famously played the heartthrob in Top Gun 2, Anyone But You, and Twisters? Who's that heartthrob?
Oh, because of the butt, huh? We love his butt.
Because the butt.
It's Powell, not Colin Powell, right? That's the
first. It's not Colin Powell.
Not that.
May he rest.
Powell. Greg? Good. No. Glenn Powell.
Yay! Emily said Tom Cruise.
He was in Top Gun.
Yeah, I couldn't think of him.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in Top Gun, believe it or not. What actor voiced the character Garfield in the 2024 animated movie, as well as Super Mario in the Mario Brothers movies?
I don't know that one.
All right. And Emily said Seth Rogen. Chris Pratt.
Oh. One of the Chris's.
Oh. In the show Breaking Bad, what character appeared in his tighty whities in the desert while he was making meth?
Oh, they were both in the desert making meth, though.
One of them was in his tighty whities, if I recall.
Is it Jesse Pinkman? Oh, it was Walter White. God dang it.
Emily, for some reason, said Bob.
Bob's known to do some crazy stuff.
Neither one of you guys got that one. Yeah. All right. What color is the FIFA World Cup trophy?
Gold?
Gold. Emily said that too.
Okay.
Yay! Emily got one!
Woohoo! Finally!
Good for you. Who is the villain in the Sonic movies? Jim Carrey plays him.
Oh, man, I see him. I see the red, right? And the crazy... What is his name? I don't know his name. Red? Big Red? We're going with Big Red.
No. And then Emily said Dr. Evil. We're looking for Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, that's
close.
Oh, you weren't close at all. Are you kidding me?
She's a doctor. Closer than
Naya. Big Red.
Yeah, you're the half for the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you are?
She gets a half.
Is that
half
what
a
you
point
are?
For Emily.
I think you would still lose because Katie got two and you got one today. You've officially been crushed by Katie. Darn it.
Thank you for letting me play. Yes, you were fun to talk to.
Emily, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh wants to come back and talk to you and tell you how to get the podcast so you can relive this forever and ever and ever, all right?
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere.
Bye, Emily.